We all have a good bargain, don't we? But what is it that actually makes us think that something is a good deal? Well, an Oxford professor has actually devised a proper scientific formula for good value. And Dr. Tom Crawford, a mathematician at the University of Oxford, is the man behind this formula, and he joins me right now in the studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to have somebody else in the studio after so much phone stuff during COVID. So it's great to have you here. Now, let's get straight to it. How do you go about creating a mathematical formula for value?
Well, I'll be honest, it wasn't my idea. I was approached by PlusNet, the company behind this. So they'd done some research to ask people across the UK, what do you consider good value? What are the key things you look for in getting a good deal?
Yeah.
And then they approached me as a mathematician and said, we've got this research. We want to create a formula to help people work it out. You're a mathematician. Please go forth and create your formula.
And how long did it take you?
Couple of days. It was kind of like, you know, it wasn't just sitting there for 2 days straight. It was like looking through the data, seeing all the survey results, you know, like it's based on data, because otherwise it would just be my opinion on good value.
Yeah.
So to try and make it scientific, we were like, right, we've got the data. Let's use that to get the formula.
All right. So tell us what the formula actually is in terms that we can obviously understand, because maths is not my strong point.
Yeah, no problem. So you have five variables.
Okay.
This, to me, is the most interesting thing, and this came back from the survey. So you need to rank the quality of the product.
Okay.
And for all of these variables, I should state you're scoring them from 1, 2, or 3.
Two is
average. 3 is very good. 1 is bad.
Okay.
So hopefully it's relatively,
fairly simple.
1, 2, 3. So you've got to rate the quality of your product. You've got to rate how easy it is to use.
Okay.
Ease of use. You've got to rate the brand trust that you have with that particular brand.
Okay.
The joy the product brings you. So that's going to depend on the situation you're in. And we'll do some examples.
Okay.
To make that one clearer. And then the price. So is it high price, low price?
Yeah.
You basically take those 5 numbers. You've scored all of them from 1 to 3. Plug them into the formula. And you get an answer between 0 and 1. The bigger it is, the better value that particular product or service is.
Okay. Now, first question off the back of that is, if you're ranking them 1 to 3.
Yes.
Let's just say you got 1 for all of them.
Yep.
If you're adding them together, you're going to get 5, not 0 to 1.
So some of them are added and some of them are subtracted, depending on whether they're good or bad.
Got ya. So it depends on the variable.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so could you give us some examples of this formula in action then?
Absolutely. I think the best way to see it in action is for us to do this with the product. So we're going to do ice cream from an ice cream van versus ice cream from the supermarket.
Okay, yeah, two good options, yeah.
Especially with the hot weather, we're all deciding, should I go to the ice cream van or do I go to the supermarket to get my ice cream?
That's a fair one, yeah, okay.
All right, so first of all, the quality of the product. So if you were scoring those, 2 is average, 3 is high, 1 is low.
Okay.
What would you say? Ice cream in the supermarket, ice cream van. Do you think one's better than the other? Again, it's personal preference.
I think ice cream van's probably a little bit better, isn't it? Because it's made there in front of
Mr. Whippy with the curly, the flavour.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that.
All right, let's give that a 3 then. And then should we say average for the supermarket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, so that'll be a 2.
Got you.
Right, then we've got ease of use. So.
Well, the ice cream van's got to be easier because they're doing all the work.
Exactly. And it comes to your house, right?
And you don't have to leave.
Yeah. You're in your living room, you hear the song. It's like, well, this is really, you know, whereas I've got to drive to the supermarket or walk to the supermarket.
That's very true. All right, so that's getting a 3, and then supermarket's going to get a 2 again.
Yeah. Let's go with average. Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Next one, brand trust.
I suppose you're going to have brand trust for both.
Yeah.
I suppose. I mean, I don't think I would trust an ice cream man necessarily any more than I would trust a shop. I mean, they're both, you know.
I think that's fair. So we give them both an average score then?
Both are 2. Both are 2. Yeah?
Okay. All right. A couple more. Joy. So.
Oh, now, see, if you're in a supermarket, there's no joy searching through the freezer, trying to find the flavour you want,
exactly.
And then the kids trying to run around. There's no joy in that.
Right, so that's a 1. And then the ice cream van, again, it's literally on your doorstep, isn't it?
It's like, a 3.
And
it's
you
a
see
joy.
It spiralling out the machine. And,
yeah, you can see it, you can hear it, you can smell it sometimes if there's hot chocolate fudge being cooked. You know, it's a 3, 100%.
Yeah. All right, and then finally the price. So which one's going to be high price, low price, average?
I think, well, the ice cream van's going to be slightly higher for the amount of ice cream you're getting, right? Because there's overheads to be covered.
Exactly.
Here. So,
yeah.
I mean, I would probably, we'd give them both an average, I'd say, probably. Does that make sense?
We certainly can.
Okay.
I think the ice cream van in general would be more expensive.
Because you're paying a couple
of quid for a single one. A supermarket, you can maybe get a box of six for that.
Yeah,
you
know? So supermarket would be three, ice cream two.
Yeah, so okay.
Yeah,
perfect.
Okay.
So, when we plug all those in...
You're actually doing this now live
on your
laptop.
Yeah, I'm doing this literally on my laptop. I'm getting the scores for you. So,
this is good.
Plugging all of those in, we're getting a final value for the supermarket of 0.5.
Okay, 0.5.
So bang average.
It is, yeah.
Exactly between zero, it's halfway between 0 and 1. And the ice cream van is coming out at 0.8.
So the ice cream van is good value for money.
It is, based on your
specific
opinion, your situation of it comes to your house. You're paying more for it.
Yeah.
But again, using what were identified as the key characteristics of people in the UK.
That's clever. I like that. And you can incorporate anything into this, really.
Absolutely.
But you've got to be honest, because if you're not honest about it, of course, that means you're not going to get an honest result.
Yes, yes.
Wow, it's fascinating. Now, people can use this in their own lives.
Exactly.
So if they're thinking of treating themselves to something like a holiday, could they use that to decide whether they should bother doing the booking?
Exactly. So you kind of hinted at it. This is a tool to help you make a decision. It's not going to tell you how much money you're going to save or whether you necessarily should or shouldn't do something. But, you know, you've got a situation, you've got a deal, a holiday deal, and you're like, oh, should I go with this unheard of cheaper company or this company I know gives me a good deal, but they cost more?
Yeah.
It just allows you to kind of compare those two situations with like a number.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't like numbers and that's fine, but some people are like, right, if I can get a number, whichever one's higher, you know, it makes the decision for you.
Data is never a bad thing, in
exactly.
my opinion. It's always
exactly.
a good thing. Well, can anyone go and find this somewhere if they want to, like, is it online? They can
it
just
is.
Type
so
in?
This is going to be released, I think, either today or tomorrow, as I said, with PlusNet. It's like their big campaign around Yorkshire Day, which is August the 1st. They wanted to bring the Yorkshire-ness of finding a good deal to the UK.
Great. Okay.
So it's going to all be available and everyone can go in, have a go for themselves and see what values they get.
Keep it as a
formulas.
Tool.
Exactly.
Well, I can't let you go without asking you to tell us the last good value thing that you purchased.
Okay, so for me, I recently bought some flights to go to Africa, which I'm super excited about, going to South Africa, and managed to find some flights that were £300 cheaper, and they included a stopover in Kenya for a day.
Well,
so not only
wow.
am I saving money, I get to visit. Okay, it's for a day, but I get to visit. So it was like a no-brainer.
There were a lot of threes there then.
Exactly, yeah.
Totally see how that one worked out for you. Well, it's been a pleasure having you in. So thank you so much.
Not at all.
For coming in and explaining it all for us. Dr. Tom Crawford, mathematician at the University of Oxford. Appreciate your time today.